And that's I'm reminiscing. Please forgive me for reminiscing. You can reminisce with me.
Yes.
But I hate long winded preachers. So. Well, not really hate them, but I don't like long winded preachers. So I'm going to try to not be long winded. But anyway, there's always that, but anyway.
Right?
I remember sitting right in that area right there on Wednesday night. Brother Tatum, you might as well get ready for an hour of Bible study. I mean, you could just about set your clock to it. You could just about set an alarm to it. And I would sit there after coming in from work, after work, and I sit with the Bible on my lap, and probably some of you saw me asleep on the platform. I tried not to look, tried not to fall asleep, and tried not to look asleep. Brother, that takes... But anyway, reminiscing, I just want to say that it's an honor and a privilege. I hope you had as much fun as I do today.
Yeah.
I used to tell the church at Sandoval, it's fun to come to the house of God.
Right?
If it's not fun, something's wrong with me.
Right.
I mean, really. The only thing I can think of that would be better at being in the anniversary service, this is rapture to just take place today.
Amen.
Right here. Just leave from right here.
Amen.
I can't think of a better way to go.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm so thankful to be here today. And I'm thankful for the heritage that we each and every one have.
That's right.
As children of God. And if you have your Bibles with you, if you would, please stand with me. Brother Morrison, this is anniversary one and anniversary two. Turn with me, if you would, just Deuteronomy, the chapter 7, starting at verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting at verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be the special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he will keep his oath, keep the oath which he has sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out of with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, a faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Who else would you pray?
Well, thank you for the presence of your spirit that we feel here today. All that have made intentional efforts to gather and be with us, and even those that are online, thank you for bringing the Crawleys with us to minister. We just pray, use him, let our hearts be open to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Don't ever forget who you are.
Amen.
That's topic part two. Don't ever forget who you are. My wife's mother used to say, don't always remember who you are, because people are looking at you. People are waiting to see how you're going to react to different things. Are you going to cut a monkey shine, or are you going to act circumspectly? And so we must always be careful of who we are, where we are, and what we are. The Bible here in Deuteronomy talks about the children of God who were called, who were chosen. And we need to understand in our lives and in our walk with God, in our each and every day, to remember who we are. Brother Harold Farrar, who's from Indiana, and some of you remember him, he was under a combine one time, and he was preaching, he was preaching revival, and he started to reach up, and when he did, he got his hand caught in the belt of the combine and cut his fingers. I think he cut them off, or almost completely off. And they got him to the hospital. He said, I had preached that night. And but anyway, I guess they got his fingers taken care of. And that night, I guess he went on to with the revival, Brother Morse. But his brother, his twin brother, asked him. He said, "What were you thinking? What were you thinking?" He was thinking. He said, "I was." You know what he was doing when he was underneath that combine while he was working out there in the field and trying to get the crops in? His brother said, "Brother, what were you thinking about?" He said, "I was thinking about the New Jerusalem." That was just ingrained in him.
Yes.
It was a part of him.
Yes.
No matter through the thick and through the thin, you need to always remember who you are and whose you are and where you came from and what you possess in your mortal body.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to jump over also to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We sit together today in the house of God as children of God who have been filled with His Spirit. Thank you so much, Brother Morris, for talking about repentance and baptism in the watery grave in the lovely name of Jesus Christ and being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Literally having the Spirit of God tabernacling in our hearts and in our lives to lead us, to guide us, to bless us. It's wonderful to come into the house of God and dance and shout and run the aisles and feel all of those things. But that's just the cherry on top of the sundae. Those are just the blessings of God that we are privileged to feel and watch the move and the manifestation of the Spirit of God. But that's not all that there is. When we step outside these doors and we walk down the road of life every day, how we act and what we do, we need to always remember who we are. Because we are the children of the Most High God. We have been bought with a price, not with silver or with gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, we were on His mind.
Yes.
I stop and I shudder almost in my tracks to think that that is the kind of God that we serve. That is who we are. We find that the children of Israel, the curse of the children of Israel, they were so blessed. God started with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and on down the line. And he, 42 generations, I believe it was, to Jesus. And we find that how that, as I said earlier today, how that it's just a continuation whenever we read the begets. In the book of Matthew, you also find the begets. And it starts all over again. And you start reading down in the book of Matthew. We find it leads down to Jesus Christ. One of the most beautiful stories. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what your name is. I don't care where you came from or what you do or what you have done. We find one of my favorite stories in the Bible was whenever the spies were sent out. And they went out to spy the land. And there was one little girl or one little woman by the name of Rahab. And she's called Rahab the Harlot.
Right.
I mean, you talk about a name getting tattooed to you. Rahab the Harlot. That, you know, Methuselah lived to be 969 years old and it was Rahab the Harlot. But we find that Rahab realized, oh, hallelujah, I'm telling you right now, if we live for God like we're supposed to live for God, people will notice whenever the spies came in and she hid the spies. She knew the God in which they served was the real, true, and living God. She knew that that God had brought the children of Israel out of the land of bondage for 400 long years. She knew that was the God that had let their clothes grow on their backs, their shoes grow on their feet. They were fed each and every day by the blessings of God, by the manna that was given for them. They didn't have to work. God blessed them with it. And yet we find that in all of the blessings of God, we find that people were not able to enter into the promised land because of unbelief.
Yes.
They were cursed. They cursed themselves by their unbelief. They forgot who they were. They forgot. Oh, we can't go. We can't do that. I can't, but He can.
Yes.
I may not be able to do it, but I know God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us.
Amen.
We may not be able to cross the river, but Jesus Christ in us can get us across to the other side.
Yes.
From 20 years old and up, they perished in the wilderness. For 40 long years, they wandered in the wilderness because of unbelief. They forgot who they were. We need to always remember and never forget what we have and who we are. And it's so easy as human beings to have feelings and to get down in the mully grubs and forget all the blessings of God and not remember the little kitten story and not remember how that God blessed us and in times when we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know where we were going to go when we were in the depths of despair or depression. And we realize and know that somebody somewhere across town, or maybe it was just us, somehow breaking through the barrier, that we were able to touch God, and God was able to come on, and God was able to lift us up, and God was able to bear us up, and God was able to part the water, and God was able to let there be sunshine upon our face. Situation it must have been for the children of Israel of 20 years and younger to realize that mom and dad just didn't make it because of unbelief. And yet we find in the story, in the mix of the story, 12 spies went out. Two spies brought a good report. 10 spies did not ever get to go back to the promised land. They saw what it was like. They knew what it was like. They saw the blessings of all the land there. But they never got to go back to the promised land. And yet we find Caleb and Joshua who said, who never forgot who they were. I know what God said. God has shown me what's on the other side. Oh, hallelujah. We got the power of the supernatural, power of the Holy Ghost in our life. And we know what's on the other side. Oh, hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father is there. And one day He's going to take us across to the other side. If we do not quit, if we do not fall by the wayside, if we do not falter under the burden of unbelief.
Amen.
Abraham to Jesus, 42 generations. We find the spies there. There was Rahab, the harlot. I'm glad that name is kind of still there. Because she believed, she hid the spies. And she said, I've done this thing. And I know your God. No nation, no people has been able to stand before them. And I know who you are. And I know whose you are. And I know what you have. And I want to be a part of it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm telling you today, the world, if they knew what you have and what I have in our hearts,
right,
we need to always remember who we are and let our light shine to let the world know that there is a better day. There is a better There is a better direction they can walk. God can solve all problems. Oh, hallelujah. I want what you've got. You ever see somebody driving down the road in a Ferrari? I'd like to have one of those. Or a Mercedes Benz. Or maybe a moped. You know, my wife would like to have a moped. You know, I'd like that, you know, but I know I'll never have it. Unless my wife gets me a little car, Ferrari, I probably will never ride it. She'd get one at Walmart if she could find one. You know, people want what they don't have. They just don't know it sometimes. But Rahab knew it. She said, I know what I've watched it. I've seen it happen. I've heard the stories. And I want what you have. I'm telling you today, the world is hungry and they need more than what they have, and they're looking for this high and low. Oh, hallelujah. Nice. We're talking about the anniversary. Yeah. You remember where you were the first time that you made your way? You felt the commitment of the Spirit of God move upon your heart, and there was nothing going to stand in your way. There was nothing, nobody was going to talk you out of it. You made your way. I've seen people literally run to the front of the church and fall on the altar and on their faces before God and yield their spirits to God. And do you remember where you were the first time that you were beginning to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave you? Do you remember when God filled you with that heavenly gift? I'm here to tell you, that's an anniversary that we will never forget. That's a point when our lives were changed forever. That was a point when we saw there's something better on the other side. There's something better for me, I know. And I want it. We know the story how that Rahab wound up with her and her household. Not only her, but her household was saved because of one person. Because Rahab the harlot, the lady you wouldn't want maybe living next door, maybe I wouldn't either. But she not only saved herself, brother, she also saved all of her family. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What you have in your life needs to be shared with those people around us and our families. They need to know that there is a God in heaven who can solve their problems, work with them, bless them, and encourage them. She said, you know what? She can stay there. When the Israelites came in, the walls fell down, and she and her family were saved. And lo and behold, she wasn't like Methuselah. He was 969 years old.
Right.
But you know what? There was some begetting went on.
Come on now.
All right. And you find, when you begin to read the begets, that so-and-so beget. Rahab the harlot married one of the Israelites.
Right.
Rahab the harlot became the great, oh hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. She became the great, great, great grandmother of Obed beget Jesse. And Jesse beget David. She became the lineage, oh hallelujah, of the king of Israel. And on down the line, it didn't stop that. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't stop with you. Your testimony is going to stand in eternity. It doesn't stop today. It's not going to stop tomorrow. But it's going to march on into eternity. And on down the line, oh hallelujah, we find that King David was in her lineage, and on down the line they were beginning and begetting. And the next thing I know, we find in the book of Matthew, oh hallelujah, we find that Rahab the harlot was in the lineage. He was the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus Christ. Oh hallelujah, I'm telling you today, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is our people.
Yes.
It's like a big old jigsaw puzzle. We fit in to the place in the kingdom of God that we were designed to fit into. Do not forget who you are. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, who has been called out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am thankful today that I can see from Abraham all the way down to today the murmurs, the tyrees, the crawlers, the aisles. And on down the line, I apologize for any the Morrises, the Johnsons, the Pappases, the lineage. Woo! Hallelujah!
Yes.
Hallelujah! You can read about it in the Bible about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in the kingdom of God, that Sister Debbie and her family. You have on and on and on. We fit into a piece of the puzzle of the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen.
We stop and think about, you get together in family reunions and family stories and tell old stories and old histories, and we can see the history back here on the on the wall of the anniversary of these people, of us people, of we people, of you people. And know that we are a part of the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
The elder people in Israel did not believe. They allowed the cares of life, the struggle, the whatever it was, to separate their faith in God and say, I know what I've seen. I know I watched God bring us out of the land of bondage. I know I saw with my own two eyes. I watched us escape Pharaoh and his army. I, with my own two eyes, watched Moses raise his staff upward and the waters part hither and thither. I watched the fire by day. I watched the cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night walk in front and behind us. I watched those things. I saw those things. I experienced those things. I watched all of those blessings. What a wonderful time that was. You didn't have to go shopping.
Right.
Clothes were on your back. Shoes were on your feet. I don't have a thing to wear. Yeah, you do. You have to worry about going to Kohl's or wherever. Talk about blessed. And yet we find they ate and didn't have to plant crops, all of those blessings. They saw all of those things, and yet in the end, they forgot who they were. They forgot. And their bones, they died in the wilderness. And 40 years later, the two that said, I believe, Caleb said, I'm 80 years old and I still want my mountain.
Right.
I'm still in the fight. I'm still in the game. There's no place to quit. There's no place to stop. There's no place to say, I just can't make it. I just don't believe it's going to happen. I'm telling you today, it is going to happen. God is in control. God is in control of your life. If we allow Him to be so, He will be so.
Amen.
We, our past is what we look to and remember. Today is the blessings that we have. And it's also, it doesn't stop at the past or the future, or the present day, but it also goes on until eternity.
Yes. Yeah.
That's this is along the 30th. This is good. Right. Then just stop here. You know, we forget so many times of who we are, that we as, and I'll never be president of the United States. I'll never be Don Kitchen. Don't want to be. But I know that there's somebody who does know what I mean.
Yeah, right, man.
He knows the number of the hairs on my head.
Man.
He knows the thoughts and the intents of my heart.
Yes.
He knows all of those things, and still He loves me.
Yes.
He still loves me. And I know He will. I can't do it. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. You'll never be able to do anything that God's not going to love you. I'm not saying that they talk about it. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, the God that we serve and live for, you're never going to do anything that God's not going to love you. It's not a conditional love. It's an unconditional love. Before the foundation of the world, He knew your name. He knew everything about you at that point. Before the foundation of the world. Don't forget who you are. You're a child of the King. You are of the lineage, the royal lineage of Almighty God. More than Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob. For the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We are his children.
Yes.
He is our heavenly Father. Yes. He is the one who loves us.
Right.
The vessel you have today, the scripture says in the New Testament, says, and I want you to think about this for a moment, which things the angels, which things the angels desire to look into, but they'll never experience falling in an altar of repentance.
Yes.
They'll never fall on their faces at an altar of repentance and repent of their sins and be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. God walked past a higher created order than mankind. He walked past the angels and he came to mankind to not fill them with his spirit, but to fill you and I with the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, don't forget who you are. Just thank him right now. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people. We have your spirit in our immortal bodies. And that spirit's what's going to one day when you call us home, God. That's the spirit that's going to that we're going to cause us to ascend up into heaven, into eternity. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy to be caught up in the cares of life. But you are so important.
Yes.
To this church.
Yes.
To this people. To us. To this community or wherever we may live.
Pepper.
And to God.
Yes.
Why?
And to God. Could we see it? I just want us to always just thank God, right, Lord. And please don't ever forget who we are and what God's done for you and in your life. Jesus, we love you. Let's thank you, right, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the goodness that you've shown us, the mercy you've shown us. Oh, God, all glory to you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.